年好
，Happy New Year。
这是今年第一次的主日，所以早晨我在心里想的时候呢，希望能够交通给大家一个负担。
This is the first Sunday of this New Year, so this morning I have some burden.
刚才我们唱的诗歌说，谁站在主这一边
？The song we just sang it says, "Who stand by the Lord's side?"
我想今年我们在座的每一个人。都会说我愿意站在主的这一边。
I think all of it will say I will stand by the Lord's side.
我想这是没有问题的。
There's no problem of this.
但是我今天的那个负担是，在我们中间的这个下一代，他们会不会站在主的这一边
？My burden today is, what about our next generation? Will they stand by the Lord's side?
虽然他们现在好像跟着我们来到这个地方。
Even though now they come to the congregation with us.
但是有一天他们长大了以后，他们是不是仍然会站在主的这一边
？But one day after they grow up, will they still stand by the Lord's side?
也许我们不注意这件事情的时候，我们认为说他们一定会站在主的这一边。
If we don't pay attention, we think they will stand by the Lord's side.
但是事实告诉我们
，But the fact tells us，
如果我们来看，在比如说我们在西南区聚会的情形。
And then let's take an example of the situation in the West Office.
我们有许多年轻人呢，他们已经长大了。
There are many young people that already grew up.
这些人出去了读书以后呢，然后呢，有的人可能就不回休斯顿了。
After they graduate from college, they don't come back to Houston.
那有一些人呢是回到休斯顿的。
And some of them come back to Houston.
那这些从我们出去的年轻人。以后会不会还站在主这边呢
？Among them are all of them will stand by the Lord's side.
我们发现有很多是不站在主这边的。
We discover many of them are not on the Lord's side.
所以我们不能够假定今天在我们中间的年轻人或者是我们自己的下一代，他自然而然就会站在主的这一边。
We cannot assume all our children will be naturally stand by the Lord's side.
这是我们有一些弟兄。心中很沉重的一个负担。
This is a heavy burden from some of us.
虽然现在可能还没有发生在 Dumbo 的这个聚集当中。
Maybe it not happened in the gathering in Dumbo yet.
或者你们的感受还不明显。
Maybe you don't feel so strong.
但是如果我们这个时候不重视这件事情的话
，If we don't pay attention，
等到我们发现我们自己的下一代不站在主这边的时候
，And then when we discover that our next generation will not stand by the Lord's side，
那个时候就太晚了。
It will be too late.
因此我。盼望呢，把这个负担能够交通给 Dumbo 的弟兄姊妹。
I hope I will share this burden with you.
要注重我们自己的下一代。
And we need pay attention to our next generation.
要注重我们中间的年轻人。
And we need take care of our young
people. 在教会见证的一个最大的挑战，其实是我们的下一代。
And the greatest challenge at the church is our next generation.
最大的挑战还不是我们外面所面临的那些冲击。
The greatest challenge is not the classes outwardly.
最大的挑战也不是人对这个信仰的攻击。
And then the challenge is not the provision for our belief.
最大的挑战是我们自己的下一代离开了神。
The greatest challenge is our next generation they depart from our God.
因此早晨我们要从几处圣经开始，我们读耶利米书第九章第一节。
Let's read some scriptures, Jeremiah.Chapter 9, verse 1.
这里面我们就发现先知耶利米他里面有一个相当沉重的一个感觉，那个感觉和下一代是有关系的。
We found out that the prophet Jeremiah he has a heavy burden. This is related to the next generation.
耶利米书第九章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 1.
但愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源。我好为我百姓原文做民女中被杀的人昼夜哭泣
Oh that my head with waters and my eyes a fountain of tears that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people
在那个括号里面就告诉我们说这个我的百姓原文它应该是我的百姓的女儿
In original version is the daughter of my people.
所以在神的百姓中的那个下一代有被杀的人。
And there was flames of the daughters of God's people.
耶利米为这一件事情昼夜哭泣。
Jeremiah wept day and night for this.
我们读十二节。
Verse 12.
谁是智慧人？可以明白这事？耶和华的口向谁说过，使他可以传说呢？遍地为何灭亡？干焦好像旷野，甚至无人经过呢？
Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord has spoken, that he may declare it? Why is the land ruined, laid waste like a desert, so that no one passes through?
所以耶利米在这里一个祷告，盼望在神的百姓当中能够兴起那个智慧人，能够明白这一件事。
This is a prayer of Jeremiah, and he hopes that will be wise men will rise up and then, and will understand God.
我们在读十七节到二十二节。
In verse 17 to 22.
万军之耶和华如此说：你们应当思想，将善唱哀歌的妇女招来，又打发人召集哭的妇女来。叫他们速速为我们举哀，使我们眼泪汪汪，使我们的眼皮涌出水来。因为听见哀声出于锡安，说我们怎样败落了，我们大大的惭愧，我们撇下地土，人也拆毁了我们的房屋。妇女啊，你们当听耶和华的话，亲领受他口中的言语，又当教导你们的儿女举哀，个人教导邻舍唱哀歌，因为死亡上来，进了我们的窗户，入了我们的宫殿，要从外面剪除孩童，从街上剪除少年人。你们当说，耶和华如此说：人的尸首必倒在田野，好像粪土，又像收割的人遗落的一把禾稼，无人收取。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for the wailing women, that they may come. Let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may shed tears and our eyelid flow with water. For a voice of wailing is heard from Zion. How are we ruined? We are put to great shame, for we have left the land because they have cast down our dwelling. Now hear the word of the Lord, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth. Teach your daughter wailing, and everyone her neighbors a digger. For death has come up through our windows. It has entered our palaces to cut off the children from the streets, the young men from the town square. Speak, thus says the Lord. The corpse of men will fall like dung on the open field, and like the sheep after the reaper, but no one will gather them.
当耶利米看见那个孩童被剪除了，那少年人被剪除了，他心里面是非常的沉重。
When Jeremiah see, when the children are cut off from the street and the young people from the square, his heart is very heavy.
不但如此，好像并没有人注意这件事。那些被剪除的人，年轻人，好像那个遗落的一把禾稼，无人收取。
Not only that, more sadly, is the young people who are cutting off, is no one will gather them.
二十三节，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口，财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，如此夸口，这是耶和华说的。耶和华说：看哪，日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼、心却未受割礼的。
Verse 23-25. Thus says the Lord, let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, and let not the mighty man boast of his might. Let not rich man boast his riches, But let him who boasts boast of this, that he understands and knows me, and that I am the Lord who exercise loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For I delight in those things, declares the Lord. Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, that I will punish all who are uncircumcised and yet uncircumcised.
主，我们感谢你，再把新的年日摆在我们当中。
We thank you for this new year.
主啊，我们也愿意在新的一年当中，我们能够紧紧的来跟随神。
Lord, we are willing to follow you in this new year.
主啊，我们求你让我们看见，主啊，今天在神的家，那个需要在哪里。
Lord, may you review us, let us to see what's the need at your household.
这个仇敌的攻击又在哪里。
And where's the attack from the enemy?
因此让我们的心，主啊，能够像耶利米一样起来呼吁你。
And then let our heart like Jeremiah's, and we will answer your call.
好，叫你的心意能够在新的一年当中得到满足。
May your heart will be satisfied in this new year.
我们把今天一点的时间仰望主，在主的手中。
We place the following time in your hands.
求主带领下面的时间。
May you guide our time.
祷告奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们都知道这个。先知耶利米哈，又被人称作是一个哭泣的先知。
We all know a prophet Jeremiah is called a weeping prophet.
所以我们今天可以从耶利米的话来明白说，他为什么他会被人称作一个哭泣的先知。
From the story today, we know why people call him the weeping prophet.
他哭泣的理由是什么
？What's the reason he weep?
耶利米是一个永远站在耶和华这一边的人。
Jeremiah is always stand by the side of the Lord.
但是他活在一个世代，却是没有其他的人愿意站在谁的那一边。
But in his generation, nobody else stand by the Lord's side.
因此站在这样的情况之下，他站在神的这边，但是看见整个犹大的百姓没有站在神的这一边。
In such situation, he is the only one stand by the odds.The Lord's side, and all the people in Judah is not on Lord's side.
不单如此，他看见这个犹大人的下一代也在街上被剪除了。
Not only that, he see the next generation were cut off.
如果下一代人仍然能够存在的话，那永远还是有希望的。
If the next generation will continue, then there is a hope.
但是如果这一代的人没有站在神的那一边，那下一代的人又被剪除了。
If there's no people stand by God's side, and the next generation were cut off,
因此他的里面就有一个非常沉重的一个负担。
That's why he has the heavy burden.
当他服侍的时候呢，是在犹大国被掳的最后的四十年当中。
And then when the Jeremiah serving God, it was the last 40 years of the kingdom of Judah.
为了在座有一些人或许蒙恩的时间比较短，所以我稍微讲一下这个背景。
And then for some of you, maybe you don't know, so I will give a brief introduction.
在所罗门王之后，以色列就分成两个国家。
After King Solomon, Israel divided into two kingdoms.
北国叫做以色列，南国叫做犹大。
And the North Kingdom is called Israel. The South Kingdom is called Judah.
神兴起了先知，有的是在北国做先知，有的是在南国犹大做先知。
God chosen prophets. Some of them they serve in the North Kingdom. Some of them they serve in the Southern Kingdom.
而耶利米是南国的一个先知。
Jeremiah is a prophet in the Southern Kingdom.
在北国的那个君王呢，都是不站在主这一边的。
All the kings in the North Kingdom they were not stand by the Lord's side.
后来呢，北国呢就被亚述就消灭掉了。
So the North Kingdom was banished by Assyria.
只有剩下南国，就是犹大国。
Only Kingdom of Judah was existed.
犹大国有几个君王呢？是站在主这一边的。
Only a few kings from the Kingdom of Judah stand by the Lord's side.
在耶利米服侍的那个四十年当中呢，他是从约西亚王开始。
And then during the 40 years when Jeremiah serve the kingdom. It starts with King Josiah.
约西亚呢是站在主这边的一个君王。
Josiah is the king stand by the Lord's side.
所以他就恢复了逾越节。
So restored the Passover.
从士师开始，一直到约西亚王恢复逾越节，中间以色列人是没有遵守逾越节的。
Start from the judges' time till King Josiah, there is no Passover in Israel.
因此，约西亚这个王是非常特殊的一个王，他能够在那个末了的世代，他站在主的这一边，他恢复了这个逾越节的纪念。
So King Josiah is very special because he restored the Passover and to remember the Lord.
他是一个尽心、尽性、尽意爱神的一个人。
He is the one who loved the Lord with all his mind, his soul.
约西亚死了以后呢，他的儿子就是叫做约阿斯。
After King Josiah died, his son Joash accessed.
虽然约西亚是站在神这一边的，但是约阿斯却不站在神这一边。
Even though his father was by the Lord's side, but the king Joash is not.
最后呢，他结果被那个法老啊，就是埃及的法老尼哥呢，他就被尼哥杀掉了。
At the end, he was killed by the Pharaoh from Egypt.
然后尼哥就立他的儿子约雅敬。
And then so the Pharaoh will establish his son Joachim to be king.
不对，约雅敬不是约阿斯的儿子，还是约西亚的一个儿子，另外一个儿子。
So Joachim is the son of
约西亚
Josiah. 嗯，
所以是他的另外一个儿子，那个尼哥就立他做王。
So he was set on the throne by the Pharaoh.
这个约雅敬呢，他也不站在耶和华这一边的。
Joachim is not on the Lord's side.
有的时候他服侍巴比伦，有的时候呢，他背叛巴比伦。
Sometimes he served Babylon, sometimes he against Babylon. He rebels Babylon too.
后来呢，巴比伦王就来呢，就把他打败了。
And then the king of Babylon come here, destroyed him.
就呢。立了他的儿子做犹大王
and then to establish his son to be the king.
他的那个叫约雅金
It's called Joachim.
那这个约雅金呢，也是不站在耶和华这边的。
And then that son is not on the Lord's side too.
你看，一个儿子约阿斯不站在神的这一边，他另外一个儿子约雅敬也不站在那一边，结果这个约雅敬是他的孙子，他的孙子也不站在耶和华这一边。
The first son, Joash is not on the Lord's side, and then his son and his grandson, and they're not on the Lord's side.
后来呢，他就被巴比伦呢就征服了。
Then they were captured by Babylon.
他的母亲呢，他的太监呢，都被抓去了。
Even his mother and then all the eunuchs are all be captured to Babylon.
而且圣殿中的器皿也都被巴比伦王掳去了。
And all the vessels in the temple will be moved to Babylon.
而且巴比伦把他们的铁匠、他们的木匠也都带走了。
And they all also they Babylon take their artisans.
就把约雅金的叔叔呢。立为王叫做西底家
and then they put his uncle to be the throne.
然后他的 uncle 呢，就是约西亚的儿子，对吗
？And then his uncle is Josiah's son.
所以这个西底家也是约西亚的儿子。
So I'm lost. Sorry.
所以呢，他也不是站在耶和华这一边的。
So he's not on the Lord's side.
所以最后呢，巴比伦来就围城。
And so the Babylonia and they sieged the city of Jerusalem.
最后呢，西底家儿子都被杀掉了。
And their sons were killed.
他们把西底家的眼睛也挖掉了。
And then they also gouged his eyes.
然后把耶路撒冷那个剩下的那些圣殿中的器皿呢，全部。就掳到巴比伦去了。
And then they looted all the vessels from the temple.
这些历史发生的时候，那个先知就是耶利米。
And then during all those things happened, that was Jeremiah.
耶利米知道这个约西亚是一个如何敬畏神的一个王。
And then, and Jeremiah knew and how King Josiah.
他后面的四个王
fear the Lord.
三个是他的儿子，一个是他的孙子。
The following four kings, three of his sons, one his grandson.
约西亚虽然是站在耶和华这一边
，Even Josiah is on the Lord's side.
他三个儿子，一个孙子都不站在耶和华这一边。
But three sons, one grandson are not on the Lord's side.
而先知耶利米就在这一段时间来服侍犹大国家。
And then that is the time when Prophet Jeremiah served the kingdom of Judah.
一方面，他看见当初约西亚爱主的情形。
And then on the one hand, he saw how King Josiah loved the Lord.
另外一方面，他看见他没有一个儿子是站在耶和华这边的。
On the other side, he said none of his sons are on the Lord's side.
另外，他的孙子也是不站在神这一边。
And then so did his grandson.
所以我这就是为什么这个耶利米被称为一个哭泣的先知的原因。
That is why Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet.
因为他是一个从一个祭司家庭里面出来的一个人。
Because he was raised up from a priestly family.
所以他应该是一个祭司的。
He is a priest.
但是呢，神却呼召他出来做先知。
Oh, but God called him to be a prophet.
为什么神要去把一个祭司呼召出来当先知呢？
Why Lord will call him to be a prophet because he's supposed to be a priest?
因为祭司是替人说话的。
Because priest is to speak to the Lord for man.
而先知呢，替神说话的。
The prophet speaks out for God.
他们两种服事是完全不一样的。
And they have a different services.
但是神却找了一个祭司让他做先知。
But God find a priest to be a prophet.
因为神在那个时代要找一个人是能够代表他的。
Because God will find one can represent God himself.
因为当以色列人这样一代一代不站在神那边的时候，神的心是破碎的。
And then God's heart was broken because the generations of the Israelites are not on the Lord's side.
因此神要找一个人，他的心是跟神的心一样的。
So God will find one that has the same heart with God.
因此他最能够代表神在那个时候向犹大的百姓说话。
So he can represent God to speak to Judah.
所以他说呢，他说愿我的头为水，我的眼为泪的泉源。
So he said, "Oh, that my head were waters and my eyes a fountain of tears."
他就表示说呢，他希望他有更多的泪水，能够为犹大的情形来悲泣。
That Jeremiah who said that he can have more tears to weep for the situation of Judea.
他没有足够的泪水，他的泪水赶不上这个犹大的一个光景。
He has not enough tears to weep for the kingdom of Judah.
因为他看见这个以色列人的中间有一个极大的一个危险。
Because he sees a great danger in Israel.
就是他们中间那个少年人，他们的年轻人是被剪除的。
Because the children, the young men were cutting off.
弟兄姊妹们哈，这个犹大这个百姓的女儿在圣经中这个词只用了13次。
In the whole Bible, the daughter of
my people
only used 13 times in the Bible.
而每次这个词用的时候呢，都是在表达一个极深的一个悲哀。
And each time when they appear in the Bible, it expresses a deeply mourning.
好像呢，神把那个最深的那个悲哀呢，是摆在那个先知对以色列人下一代的这个悲哀。
And God put the greatest brokenness in prophet Jeremiah.
你知道，当犹太人经过那个大而可畏的旷野的时候
When the Jews passing through the great wilderness,
他们有相当多的人从埃及出来啊。
And then many of them they were out of Egypt.
他们成年人有600,000人。
And then they have a 600,000 for adults.
那600,000人在那个旷野40年呢，几乎都倒闭了。
And then all the six hundred thousand are died in the wilderness.
但是没有关系。
That's okay.
因为他们的下一代是被保存的。
Because their next generation will remain.
所以他们到了最后要进迦南以前呢，他们还是有那么多的人。
And before they enter Canaan, they still have people remain.
因为新的一代呢，就能够进入迦南地。
Because the new generation can enter Canaan.
因为他们有新的一代，他们有下一代，这个下一代可以持续那个见证的。
Because the new generation can hold fast the testimony.
但是当耶利米来看到对犹大国的光景。
But when Jeremiah sees the situation of kingdom of Judah.
虽然约西亚是爱神的。
Even Josiah loved the Lord.
但是他没有一个儿子是爱神的。
But none of his sons loved the Lord.
如果没有一个儿子是爱神的。
If none of his sons loved the Lord.
那犹大人的盼望在哪里呢？
Then what's the hope of Judah?
弟兄姊妹们，这也是今天我们应该注意的一件事情。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is what we need care too.
今天如果我们能够站在神的这边，我们感谢神。
And if we can stand by the Lord's side, thanks the Lord.
但是我们需要注意，我们的下一代能不能够同样的站在神这一边。
But we need pay attention. Is our next generation stand by the Lord's side?
神的见证如何能够传递下去？
And then how we can pass on the testimony of the Lord.
我们必须把这个见证传给我们的下一代。
We have to pass on the testimony to our next generation.
包括我们自己的儿女。
Include our own children.
包括教会中的年轻的一代。
And then all the young generation at the church.
如果没有把见证传给这个下一代。
If we don't pass along this testimony to our next generation.
或者教会没有下一代的人。
Or there is no next generation at the church.
这个见证如何传递下去？
And how can we pass on the testimony?
也许你觉得我很难想象啊。
Even then it's hard for us to imagine this.
我能想象说，如果没有这个下一代，教会会变成怎么样？
And then what the church will be without the next generation.
你只要到欧洲去走一走，你就知道了。
You will know when you go to Europe.
你想知道说教会如果没有下一代的话，会什么样的情形
？If you want to know the church without next generation,
你只要去欧洲玩一趟，你就很清楚了。
Just go to Europe, you will find out.
你到了欧洲去的时候呢，你发现到处都是教会啊，
if you go,
都是教堂啊。
If you go to Europe, you will see churches everywhere.
尽管是一个小小的村庄，很偏僻的一个小村庄，那个村庄的中心一定是一个教堂，绝无例外。
Even though you go to a small village, the center of the town will be a church.
所以你可以想象，在几百年以前呢，那个地方啊的人都是站在神这一边的。
Let's imagine, several hundred years ago.And then people were stand by the Lord's side.
但是今天你到了欧洲以后呢，没有几乎啊，大部分的那个教堂都不是用来聚会的。
And then today, when you go there, and then most of it, the church is not for gathering.
那个教堂现在是变成一个观光的一个地方。
That church will be a it will be tourism place.
那为什么只有几百年的时间就变成这个样子呢？
Why it's so only several hundred years?
因为他们失去了他们的下一代。
Because they lost their next generation.
当这个见证不能传给那个下一代的时候呢，这个见证就失去了。
When we cannot pass along our testimony to our next generation, the testimony will be gone.
所以当耶利米做先知的时候，他看到这一件事情。
When Jeremiah was a prophet, he saw this.
他感到这个犹大国的将来在哪里呢？
And then he find no hope for the future of the kingdom of Judah.
因此，当我们今天在神的面前，我们说我们是耶和华的神的见证人。
Today, before the Lord, we say we are the testimony of our Lord.
这是非常宝贵的。
That's very precious.
我们愿意为神做见证。
We are willing to testify our Lord.
我们愿意站在神的这一边。
We want to stand by the Lord's side.
但是我们会过去的。
But we will pass away.
这是一个事实。
That's a reality.
在五六十年，我们大部分的人都不在这里了。
After 50 or 60 years, most of us will not be here.
在这里的是我们的下一代。
And who are standing here will be our next generation.
或者是我们教会中的年轻的一代。
Or the young generation.
如果他们不站在神这一边。
If they are not on the Lord's side.
等到我们过去以后呢，这个见证就失去了。
After we are gone, the testimony will be lost.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们在我们还在这里的时候，
And then, dear brothers and sisters, as long as we are here today,
我们要注重我们自己下一代。
We need care about our next generation.
我们要注重教会的年轻的下一代。
We need care about our young generation at the
church. 他们属灵的光景怎么样
？And how's their spiritual situation?
他们将来能不能够对主有真实的认识
？And do they truly know our Lord in the future?
我们不是把他们带来这里上课就好了。
We're not just take them here for Sunday class.
不是。不是自动的，不是自然而然，有一天他们都能够认识神。
It will be not automatically they will know the Lord.
今天他们与我们在一起，因为他们有各种各样的原因，他们在这里。
Today they are here because of four reasons.
有一天他们出去上了大学。
One day they go to college.
如果主带领他们回到休斯顿的话
，If the Lord take them back to Houston.
他们会不会跟我们在一起聚会
？Will they be here with us?
他们会不会有聚会
？Will they go to the gathering？
那你有把握吗
？Do you have the assurance？
这是我们今天所要思考的一件事情。
That's what we need to think of today。
今天有许多的年轻人，他们离开了学校以后，他们就迷失了。
Many young people after they graduate from college, they lost.
好像是也那个收割人遗落了一颗庄稼。
It's like a sheaf from the reaper.
没有人收取的。
Nobody gathered them.
也许他们到这个地方看一看不合适，到那个地方看一看不合适。
Maybe they go here and there, and then they find nowhere.
那最后呢，他们就没有聚会了。
And then they don't go to gathering anymore.
有人想到他们吗
？Is anyone think of them?
可能也不太多
，maybe just a few。
所以耶利米说：“谁是智慧人
？”So that's why Jeremiah says, "Who is the wise man?"
可以明白这事。
We'll understand this。
也许今天你觉得感觉不深了，因为呢，你的孩子还小。
Maybe you don't feel obviously because maybe your children is still young。
但是有一天，当你的孩子走失了以后呢，那个时候你再后悔都来不及了。
But one day when youWhen your child will be lost, it will be too late.
而且你觉得你一点什么都不能做，到那个时候你什么都不能做。
At that time, there's nothing you can do.
因此呢，必须要现在要重视这个问题。
Then we have to take care of it now.
不但是我们个人要重视问题，我们整个聚会要重视这个问题。
Not only individually, but corporately at the church.
我们要重视我们自己的下一代，我们要重视教会里面的那个年轻的一代。
We have to take care of the next generation, so do our young people.
那如何做一个智慧人，在这件事情上做一个智慧人
？How can we be a wise man?
耶利米呢，给我们有三个鼓励。
And then Jeremiah encouraged in three aspects.
头一个鼓励呢，耶利米就说呢，你要找一些那个会哭的人来。
And then the first one Jeremiah says, and then call some people who know how to mourn.
他有一些人呢，他是会哭的。
And then some people know how to weep.
这些哭的人呢，把这个悲伤呢传给其他的人。
He will pass along the sadness to others.
如果他们能够为犹大人举哀的话呢，那犹大人就会眼泪汪汪嘛。
And if they can mourn for Judah, and the people at Judah, their eyes will be full of tears.
这个意思就是说呢，这个耶利米这个先知的这个哭泣呢，必须要成为整个锡安的一个哭泣。
It says, the weeping of Jeremiah will become the weeping of Zion.
So, 耶利米的这个对下一代的负担，必须要成为全教会对教会对这个年轻人的负担。
The burden of Jeremiah has to be the burden of the whole church.
这不是一个人所能够改变的一件事情。
This is not one person can change.
需要全教会的弟兄姊妹一起来为我们的下一代来努力。
It needs the entire church, all brothers and sisters.We have to strive for this.
弟兄姊妹啊，他说了，他说有哀声要出于锡安。
And then your brother and sister, it says there will be a weeping from Zion.
说我们怎么样败落了，我们应该大大的惭愧。
And then how were we ruined? We should be ashamed of.
因为我们的主说啊，这个神所交给他的，他是一个都不失落的。
Because the Lord says, and whoever the God gave it to him, it will be not even one will be go astray.
所以如果今天神给我们的下一代或者我们当中的年轻人我们失落了一个我们就应该大大的惭愧的。
And then if one of the little one will be lost among us, we should be ashamed.
因为这是一个严肃的事情。
Because this is very serious.
不是一个人他做了一个选择。
It is not one person has a choice.
乃是这个教会的见证是无法延续下去。
And it is the testimony of the church will not pass on.
我们感谢神，必须要让我们起来听见这个耶利米的哀哭。
And then praise the Lord, we have to hear the weeping of Jeremiah.
我们能够听到这些妇女的这个哀哭。
We need to hear the weeping from those mourning women.
我们就能够警觉说，今天这是一个我们很大的一个挑战。
We need to be alert. This is our challenge.
我们必须要把这些年轻的人，这些我们自己的下一代，一个一个的带到主的面前。
We have to guide our young people one by one before the Lord.
这是我们要做那个智慧人的头一件事。
That's the first thing we need to be a wise man.
我们要起来接受这个挑战。
We need to rise up and take the challenge.
要重视我们中间的这些年轻人。
We need to take care of the young people among us.
重视我们自己的下一代。
And then to take care of our young, our next
generation. 不要认为他们来到教会里面，他们就是站在主这一边的。
Don't think they come to church, they will be automatically stand by the Lord's side.
要在他们离开这里去上大学之前，把坚固的根基建立在他们的心中。
Establish the foundation firm before they go to college.
叫他们将来从大学毕业以后，无论在他们在什么城市里面，他们都站在主那一边。
So after they graduate, no matter what city they will go, they will stand by the Lord's side.
这是头一件耶利米告诉我们的。
That's the first thing that Jeremiah told us.
让我们每一个人，在整个聚会里面起来重视这一件事情。
Let all of us to rise up to take care of this.
弟兄姊妹，时间过得非常的快，一年一年就过去了。
Time flies.Year goes by.
我们也一年一年我们就我们也就年纪就增长了。
And then we will be getting older and older.
年长的弟兄慢慢也就被主接去了。
The seniors will be taken by the Lord.
这个见证是要传下去的。
But our testimony needs to be passed on.
因此我们必须要为着主的见证来重视我们自己中间的年轻人和下一代。
For the sake of the testimony of our Lord, we have to take care of our next generation.
然后第二件事情，耶利米鼓励我们。
The second thing Jeremiah encourages is，
他说不要，他说呢，他说智慧人呢，不要夸智慧的。
He said, the wise men do not boast on your wisdom.
那个勇士呢，不能夸他的勇力的。
The mighty man will not boast on his might.
有钱人呢，不可以以财物夸口的。
The rich man will not boast of his riches.
他说人呢。要以认识耶和华为夸口。
But let's boast of this, which is to boast of to know the Lord.
我们看约阿斯的失败在哪里。
And then let's see.
约阿斯。
Of the Joab's failure. What is his failure?
因为他以智慧、勇力和财物为夸口。
Because he boasts of his wisdom, his strength, and his wealth.
他看到那个埃及啊。埃及那个时候是非常强大，所以埃及呢是有智慧、有勇力、有财务的一个国家。
When he saw Egypt has all the power,
因此呢，他就寻求埃及的帮助。
So he seek for the help from Egypt.
他没有以认识耶和华为夸口。
He didn't boast of knowing the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，今天这个世界以什么夸口？
And then what this world would boast today?
今天世界以智慧为夸口。
And they boast on wisdom.
以勇力为夸口。
Might.
以财务为夸口。
And wealth.
这是世界以为可夸的地方。
This is what the worldly people boast of.
而耶利米说，我们信主的人要以认识耶和华为夸口。
But Jeremiah says, let the people who boast of this, he understand and knows the Lord.
所以我们必须在主面前来思考这件事。
We have to think of this before the Lord.
所以今天我们在主面前，我们以什么为夸口？
And what do we boast before the Lord?
今天我们来教养我们的孩子的时候，我们以什么为夸口？
When we teach our children, what do we boast?
今天我们来教养的孩子的时候，我们是不是跟孩子讲要以智慧夸口呢？
And then, do we tell our children that we need boast of our?
我们是不是非常的鼓励我们的孩子去寻求这个地上的智慧呢？
Do we encourage our children to seek the wisdom in the world?
我们会不会要希望我们的孩子进到最一流的大学呢？
Do we hope our children goes to the Ivy schools?
那个是我们养育孩子的一个目标吗？
Is that a goal for us to reach?
是他能够进到最好的一个大学。
That's your goal, is to let him go to the best university?
那个是不是我们教育孩子的一个目标？
Is that our goal to raise children?
如果那个是我们的目标的话，我们以智慧夸口。
If that's our goal, that means we boast in wisdom.
当我们今天养孩子的时候，我们是不是希望他将来在社会上能够有一个比较高的地位呢？
Do we raise our children? We hope that he will have a high status.
这个叫做以勇力为夸口。
That is called you boasting might.
或者我们在教养孩子的时候，我们盼望这个孩子将来在经济上呢，他是可以非常丰富的。
Or you hope your children will be rich.
这个是呢，以财富夸口。
That you boast.
所以我们在带领我们自己儿女的时候，我们所重视的是哪一件事情
？And what do we really emphasize to teach your children?
我们是不是盼望这个孩子能够认识耶和华呢？
Do we hope our children will know the Lord?
以认识耶和华为夸口。
He will boast in the Lord.
认识耶和华和这个智慧有冲突的时候，你选择哪一样呢？
If there is a conflict to knowing the Lord and to the wisdom, which one you choose?
认识耶和华和得着勇力有冲突的时候，你如何劝勉你的儿女们？
And which one do you choose when there is a conflict to knowing the Lord and to be the mighty one?
如果我们今天带领孩子去追求智慧，追求勇力，追求财富的话，我们如何能够让他们成为一个真正认识耶和华的孩子？
If you teach your children to chase after the wisdom, the might, and the riches, and how do you lead them to
God? 这些儿女是神所赐给我们的产业。
The children are the inheritance that the Lord has given us.
所以是属于神的，不是属于我们的。
Our children belong to the Lord, not belong to us.
所以有一天我们要站在耶稣基督的台前。
One day we will stand before the judgment of the Lord.
如果我们的儿女不在那里的话，
If our children were not there,
就会问我们说你的儿女在哪里呢？
When the Lord asks, "Where are your children?"
你的儿子在哪里呢？
Where's your son?
你的女儿在哪里呢？
Where's your daughter?
你说我这个儿子呢，是最好大学毕业的。
You tell the Lord, "My son graduated from the best university."
有什么用呢？
There's no use for that.
如果你说我的女儿在社会上地位是非常的高的。
If you tell the Lord.My daughter has a high status in the society.
主说她不在这里啊。
But the Lord says she's not here.
你说我的儿子在地上赚了好多钱呢。
You tell the Lord my son makes a lot of money in the world.
主说他不在这里啊。
But the Lord says he's not here.
有一天我们会站在主的面前的。
One day we will stand before the Lord.
主要问你的孩子在哪里啊。
The Lord will ask you, where are your children?
你怎么回答神呢？
How do you answer our God?
因为你的儿女是神交给你的一个产业。
Because your children is inheritance the Lord has to you.
神请你带他管一管呢。
You are just a bachelor.
你把他管到哪里去了？
And where are they?
你管到那个智慧去了。
You just take them to the wisdom.
你带他到那个勇力去了。
You guided them to find the might.
你带领他到那个财富的里面了。
You just guided them to get rich.
到那一天，你如何对我们的主交代
？And how do you tell our Lord on that day？
所以今天我们如何带在地上带领我们的孩子呢
？And then how do we guide our children？
不要以智慧夸口。
Do not boast on wisdom。
不要以勇力夸口。
On might。
不要以财富夸口。
On riches.
因为智慧、勇力和财富到了基督的台前都不算什么的。
Because wisdom, might, and riches will be nothing before the judgment being of Christ.
到那一天，哪一件事最重要呢？
And then, which one is more important on that?
认识耶和华最重要。
To know the Lord is more important.
所以我们今天带领我们的儿女的时候，我们要知道哪一件事情最重要呢？
When we raise our children, we need to know which one is more important.
认识耶和华最重要。
To know the Lord is most important.
他如果认识耶和华，他没有上一流的大学，也是很宝贵的。
If he's not going to a better university, but he knows the Lord, that is more precious.
如果他在社会上没有达到很高的那个社会地位，但是他的认识耶和华，那就是一切了。
Maybe his status on the society is not higher than others, but he knows the Lord that is better than anything.
如果他没有在地上积攒许多的财富，但是他认识耶和华，那个就是最重要的。
If he does not gather wealth, but he knows the Lord, that
is
the best.
只有认识耶和华。到那一天，他可以跟你一同站在耶稣基督的面前。
Only by knowing the Lord, so on that day, he and you together will stand by the judgment of Christ.
没有任何一件其他的事是比这一件事更为重要的。
No other things are more important than this.
既然事情是这么重要，在永世里面这么重要，在今世里面就是这么重要。
Even things, the things are important in eternity.It's also important now.
如果我们这个事情搞不清楚的话呢，我们真的愚昧啊。
If we are confused of this, and we are fool.
我们明明知道有一天，在永世里面呢，认识耶和华是最重要的。
We know in eternity, knowing the Lord is the most important.
但是我们今天呢，鼓励我们的儿女呢，去追求智慧、勇力和财务。
But now we encourage our children to chase after wisdom, might, and riches.
那不是一个非常愚昧的事情吗？
That, how fool is that?
所以这第二件事情，要做智慧人，在地上，今天我们在地上，不要追求，不要以智慧、勇力和财富作为夸口。
So the second thing to be a wise man is do not boast on wisdom, might, and riches.
耶利米又告诉我们第三件事。
And the third thing that Jeremiah told us.
他说啊，他说外面受割礼。是不够的，要心中要受割礼。
Only circumstance outwardly is not enough. We have to be circumcised in heart.
他说：“日子将到，我要刑罚一切受过割礼、心未受割礼的。”
The days are coming, and I will punish all that circumcised and yet uncircumcised in heart.
割礼是一个顺服的记号。
To be circumcised is a mark of humbleness.
Obedience. 一个人愿意遵守神的诫命，他受割礼。
And then if a person is willing to obey God's commandment, that is a circumcision.
如果一个人受过割礼，但心没有受割礼，就代表这个人的顺服是表面上的顺服，而不是心中的顺服。
If a person is circumcised but not circumcised in heart, that means he just obedience.Outward.
在外面人看的时候好像是一个顺服的人，但是在里面人所看不到的时候，他其实是不顺服的。
Outwardly people see him obedient, but actually he is not truly humble.
从外面看来呢，他是以认识耶和华为夸的，但是呢在里面呢，他其实是追求智慧、勇力、财务的。
Outwardly people see him boastby knowing the Lord, but actually he pursuing wealth.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须要在神面前呢，来认真思考这件事。
We have to think of this seriously.
既然我们受割礼是只有外面吗？
Do we circumcise outwardly?
还是我们的内心和我们外面是一致的呢？
Or we circumcise outwardly and inwardly.
当我们在弟兄姊妹面前我们聚会的时候，我们所听的、我们说的，就是我们里面真实的光景嘛。
And then when brothers and sisters heard and saw from us, are they true us?
如果我们外面是一个光景，里面不是那么回事的话，圣经上说这个叫做行诡诈。
If people see you, it's different what you truly are. The Bible tells us these people are called treacherous men.
我们一个人行诡诈，我们只想欺骗，欺骗神嘛。
A treacherous man is do we want to cheat our God?
事实上呢，一个行诡诈的人是欺骗了自己啊。
A treacherous man actually deceive himself.
因为神是没有办法被欺骗的。
You cannot deceive God.
神是清清楚楚地看见我们内心的真实的光景。
God will see us through.
我们只能欺骗其他的弟兄姊妹。
And then we can only deceive others.
我们只能欺骗这个地上的人。
We can only deceive.
但没有人能够欺骗神的。
But no one can deceive our God.
我们虽然欺骗了人，我们最可怜的是欺骗了自己。
And when we deceive others, more likely we deceive ourselves.
约西亚的时候，以色列犹大人中间有一个极大的复兴啊。
And then when the king of Josiah, there was a great revival in Judah.
那个时候呢，在以色列人当中，的确有一个非常好的一个光景。
They have it was in a good condition in Judea.
在那个时候呢，每一个人都说要认识耶和华的。
And then all the people say they want to know the Lord.
但是呢，他们心里面其实没有受割礼。
But actually, they're uncircumcised in their heart.
他们心里没有真实的改变。
They have no true repentance.
等到约西亚过世以后呢，整个犹大人呢就离开了神。
After King Josiah passed, and then the whole Judah was rebelled.
所以今天我们必须要来想一想，我们中间的这些年轻人和下一代，他们的光景到底如何？
We have to think of our next generation and the young people who they are.
我们如果在敬拜神的时候，非常容易以认识耶和华为夸口的。
When we worship the Lord, it's easy to say we have to boast of knowing the Lord.
但是我们在生活中要做决定的时候，到底是以什么为重呢？
When we make decisions in life, and what do we emphasize?
就是看我们心中到底有没有受割礼。
It is depends on our hearts or circumcised.
如果我们只是外面受割礼，而心中没有受割礼的话，
If we circumcise yet not circumcised in heart,
有一天呢，神就要把这些事情要显露出来。
One day God will reveal all this.
弟兄姊妹，在耶利米书第六章的时候，耶利米给我们看到一个图画。
In Jeremiah
chapter six,
and Jeremiah show us something.
Verse 29. 他说呢，讲到一个这个炼银的一个炼银匠的一个图画。
I was talking about a silver smith. Yeah.
他说呢，那个银匠呢，就用那个风箱来吹火。
He says, and the smith will blow fire.
然后呢，铅呢就被烧毁了。他们炼而又炼呢，终是徒然。因为恶劣的还未除掉，人就并称他们为背弃的银渣，因为耶和华已经弃掉他们。
Because and then when the blower blows fiercely, the lead is consumed by the fire. But the refining goes on in vain because the bronze and iron are not separated from the silver. But in the end, the silver is rejected.
所以这个矿石哈，就是银的矿石里面是有银的，但是同时呢，也会有铜，也会有铁。
In the rock of the silver, but it comes with bronze and iron.
所以银匠要炼银的时候呢，他就把这个矿石呢放在那个炉子里面，用那个风箱来吹火，吹得很大。
And then so when the smith will refine this, he will blow fiercely.
然后他把那个铅丢进去。
And then they put lead in.
这个铅丢进去以后呢，这个铅呢可以把这个铜和这个铁呢，它一起都带出来。
So the lead will consume by fire, and then it will bring out the bronze and the silver.
当这个铅呢，把这个铜和这个铁从银里面带出来以后呢，剩下来的呢就是银。
When the lead will separate the bronze and the iron, and then the silver will be remained.
但是耶利米看到的图画就是这个银匠一直用那个风箱来扇火啊，把铅一直丢进去啊。
And when the picture that Jeremiah saw is the smith will just put the lead in and then blow fire.
他炼啊又炼，炼而又炼的，终是徒然。
And then they keep refining, but it's in vain.
因为这个矿石里面的铜和铁实在太多了。
Because this is full of bronze and iron.
那个银实在太少了。
And then just only a little silver.
最后呢，这个银匠呢就把这个剩下的叫做银渣，他就丢弃了。
And then so at the end, the smelter is just.Get rid of all those. It's called mixed, the whole mix.
所以耶西亚有三个儿子和一个孙子。
Josiah has three sons and one grandson.
炼了又炼。
Refine and refine.
终是徒然。
It's in vain.
最后呢，成为银渣。
And then it becomes the mix of the silver.
被银匠所弃了。
And it will be rejected by the smelter.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们中间的下一代是怎么样？
And what's our next generation?
当他们来经过这个银匠的来炼的时候，能够炼出来吗？
Will they be separated when they were refining?
弟兄姊妹，在新的这一年里面，盼望我们起来做智慧人。
And then in the new year, I hope we all rise up to be a wise man.
起来，看到这件事情的这个重要性。
And then rise up to see the importance of this.
今天我们还有机会。
We still have chance.
今天我们中间的孩子呢，都还是我们可以服侍的这个年代。
Our children is the generation they still allow us to serve them.
我们有开始有这些高中的，我们有很多初中的，我们很多很多小学的。
We have high schoolers, the middle schoolers, and more is in the elementary school.
今天他还在我们服侍的这个机会的当中。
And then they still have chance. We have chance to serve them.
但是我们必须要有一个警觉。
But we need to have the alert.
时间过得很快。
And time flies.
一年一年就过去了。
Year goes by.
所以我们现在这个 West Office 里面是非常的急的。
And then we have such urgent while we're in West Office.
就是每一年要出去十几二十个年轻人的。
There are tens or twenties young men that go to college.
他们到底怎么样呢？
And how are they?
我们都不知道的。
We don't know.
而且那个看起来当这个孩子出去以后，那个流失率是很高的。
And then most likely...Many of them, they will be lost.
因此我们需要起来来做这个智慧人，要重视这件事情。
We need rise up to be the wise man.
不要等到开始流失以后，大家才来警觉。
Do not wait until it's too late.
来不及了。
It's too late.
现在就要开始。
It is now.
我们要要以认识耶和华为夸口。
We need boast.By knowing the Lord.
我们不要让这个孩子追求这些智慧啊，或者是勇力啊，或者是财富，那些没有用的。
Do not let our children chase after wisdom, might, and wealth.
不要花他所有的精力去追求那些东西。
Do not let them to put their energy on all those.
最重要的一件事情是认识耶和华。
The most important thing is to know the Lord.
而我们自己要做榜样啊。
And then we need to be the example.
我们自己必须要以认识耶和华为夸口的。
We need to boast by knowing the Lord.
我们不能在人看见在做给人看的时候呢，我们是以认识耶和华为夸口的。
We cannot do this, and when we boast on knowing the Lord in front of people.
我们必须是心里受割礼的人。
We have to be circumcised in our.
在我们生活上，我们要做决定的时候，我们要选择认识耶和华，不要选择追求智慧、勇力和财物。
When we need to make decision in our lives, we need boast in knowing the Lord.
如果我们不是那样一个人呢，是很不容易带出我们的下一代是那样的人的。
If we're not doing this way, then how can we lead our children?
约西亚是个非常好的一个王啊。
King Josiah is a good king.
尽心、尽性、尽意爱神的一个王啊。
He loved the Lord with all his heart, all his heart, all his mind, all his soul.
但是他没有一个儿子是站在耶和华那边。
But none of his sons loved the Lord.
他没有他的孙子也不站在神的那边。
And then nor his grandson.
所以到最后呢，整个犹太国被。巴比伦掳去了。
So at the end, they were all captured by Babylonian.
这就是那个耶利米心中的一个负担。
That is the burden of Jeremiah.
我也盼望把这样的一个负担交通给
在 Dumbo 的弟兄姊妹。
I'm sharing this burden to you.
不但是我们自己的儿女。
Not only our own children.
我们还要看那教会的年轻的下一代在哪里。
And then where are our next generation at the church?
教会必须要有年轻的下一代。
And then the church has to have the next generation.
那个见证才能够继续的传递。
So we can pass on our testimony.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你给我们新的年日。
Lord, we thank you for this new year.
因此我们在新的年日的时候，主，我们一起回到主的面前。
On this new year and new day, let's return to the Lord.
让我们在新的一年里面能够学会做一个智慧的人。
That is all to be a wise man this new year.
能够看见当时耶利米所看见的事情。
And then to see what Jeremiah saw.
主啊，我们求主今天早晨把耶利米所看见的，也让我们每一个弟兄姊妹能看见。
Let us all see what Jeremiah has seen.
让我们今天能够抓住我们还有的机会。
Let us lay hold what the chance we have.
服侍我们自己的下一代。
To serve our next generation.
来服侍我们当中的年轻的一代。
To serve our young generation.
主啊，我们求主，真是在这个新的年日当中，主啊，让我们是进入这个耶利米的负担。
The Lord led us all into the burden of Jeremiah.
来为我们的下一代迫切的祷告。
And then pray earnestly for our next generation.
奉靠主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord. Amen.